is no Kasich surge. Again, I repeat. Florida, Kasich, 6.8%. North Carolina, Kasich, 12%. Illinois, Kasich, 19%. Missouri, Kasich, 10%. Aside from Ohio, take Ohio out. Kasich didn't get over 20% in any other state. In any other state, Kasich did not get over 20%. In the last Super Tuesday contest, you had a 20% threshold. A candidate had to get 20% to even get a single delegate. If a candidate didn't make the 20% threshold, they got zero. Nothing. Zilch. That's not the case with the states last night. But if it was, Kasich would have gotten nothing. He would have gotten nothing except for the delegates awarded by his home state. That's it. There is no Kasich surge. I get it. He's excited. He won. His people are excited. They won. But mathematically, Kasich cannot get enough delegates win the nomination. Okay? He cannot get enough delegate mathematically. Mathematically, he can't. And you're going to give him the nomination? You're going to take the nomination from Trump. Even if he doesn't get the 1236, you're going to take it from him and give it to Kasich? A guy who can't get more than 20% of the vote in Florida, North Carolina, Illinois, Missouri, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi? Are you kidding me? And I got to listen to this Kasich surge? I got to listen to people. Kasich, oh, look at Kasich. It's the surge. It's the surge of Kasich. No, it's not. He won his home state. And if you break down the home state win, let's get to Ohio now. Kasich won Ohio. Kasich won Ohio with 46% of the vote. Kasich won Ohio with 46.8%, 953,000 votes. Trump second with 35.7% of the vote. That's 726,000. Followed by Cruz in a very distant third with 13%. And I said this was going to happen as we get to that part of the country. And of course, the Cruz bots. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. When you get to Ohio, when you get to Pennsylvania, when you get to New York, when you get to New Jersey, when you get to Connecticut, when you get to these areas, you don't have people that wake up in the morning, grab their Bible, and go, okay, what should I do today? Let me open the Proverbs. 2 Corinthians. Okay, this is, okay, where should I put my shoes on? Okay, let me see. Noah says, build, okay, I should build a car. All right, I understand. And Ohio proved it. Cruz got 13%. And Rubio got 2.9%. So it's obvious So it's obvious that the Rubio people followed the talk radio and Never Trump rationale by going with Kasich. Because if you look at the numbers in the other states, Ohio is the state that Rubio does the worst. And that's the state that your Hugh Hewitts and your Glenn Becks, everybody that's part of the establishment, everybody said, Rubio people, you vote for John Kasich because voting for Rubio is throwing your vote away if you want to stop Trump. Florida Rubio does 27%, but that's his home state. Take it out of the mix. North Carolina Rubio does 7.7%. Illinois Rubio does 8.7%. Missouri Rubio does 6%. Ohio, Rubio does 2%. So if you want to play the numbers game, which is what the Ben Shapiro's and the Matt Lewis's, if you want to play the numbers game, I would say that Rubio is 5 points off what he is in the other states. Maybe more considering that Ohio is a more moderate Republican state. They're not a deep red state. Ohio has gone for Bush, and Ohio has gone for Obama. So they're not a deep red state. So I would say it's possible. I would say it's possible that Rubio could have gotten more than 5 or 6 points, especially when you look at Ted Cruz, who is a deep red state candidate. If you look at Cruz with 13%, it's obvious there's not a lot of Bible thumpers in Ohio. So if you want to play the numbers game, the Never Trump movement, the establishment's manipulation, don't vote for Rubio here, don't vote for Kasich there. If you want, we'll put this vote to the... If you want to break that down, Donald Trump should have won Ohio. If everybody was playing to win, if this wasn't a team losing their final two or three games so they could get a better number in the draft, if everybody was playing to win, Trump would have beaten Kasich because Rubio wouldn't have gotten 2.9%. Rubio probably would have done 10, 11, 12, and that all would have came from Kasich. That all would have came from Kasich. Trump would have won with 36%. It would have been tight, but I guarantee you, if everybody was playing to win and you didn't have your Hugh Hewitts and your Never Trumps and your Glenn Becks and all the other a-holes talking about strategically voting, Trump would have won Ohio. Trump would have won Ohio. Look at North Carolina, look at Illinois. Hell, look at the rest of the states. Yeah, Rubio's been collapsing, but you don't go from eights, tens, sevens, twelves to two. You don't do that unless the establishment, remember, again, Ohio is not a deep red state. Kasich had Mitt Romney campaigning with him in Ohio. Okay? Henceforth, Cruz, 13%. So there is no Kasich surge. He won Ohio because the establishment begged and pleaded with everybody to not vote for Rubio, including Rubio himself. Rubio himself said, don't vote for me, Ohioans. Don't vote for me. Vote for Kasich. Asked Kasich's people, are you suggesting the same for people in Florida? Kasich people said, no, absolutely not. And the Rubio people, the establishment said that we don't care. Either way, it's a never Trump movement. Please, everybody that would be voting for me in Ohio, vote for Kasich. And what happened? They voted for Kasich. They voted for Kasich. So if you really break it down, Kasich did horrible. Kasich did horrible. Once again, the only person who did good in this Super Tuesday Part 3 was Donald Trump. That's it. End of story. End of story. You look at the states, you look at the votes, you look at the exit polls. It's Trump. It is Trump through and through. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they have spent millions attacking Trump. Remember, a week before, and when you hear people go, well, you know, if the super PACs, you know, if the Katie Packer super PACs would have been doing these attack ads sooner, you would have seen a difference. BS. You don't run attack ads sooner. You just don't. You run attack ads a week to 2 weeks before. That way it's fresh in people's minds. If you run attack ads months before, the viewer gets numb. The viewer gets numb to it. And in some instances, the viewer rebels. How many times have you seen a commercial where at some point you say to yourself, or maybe your friend or your wife or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, even if I want that product, I will never try it. I will never use it. I will never eat it because I'm so sick of seeing this commercial. I will rebel against this. I will do the exact opposite of what this commercial wants me to do because I'm so annoyed that I'm seeing it every single commercial break. I definitely can't be the only one. I can't believe I'm the only one who feels that way. I know I'm not an anomaly, okay? So you had, what, 30 million? 35 million in attack ads? In Florida. In North Carolina. In Illinois. Hell, Illinois, last Friday, was a two-hour... Friday was an attack ad. Saturday was an attack ad. Sunday was an attack ad. Monday was an attack ad. And at that college was one long attack ad. Everyone from the left and everyone from the right saying, look at this. This is what we have to expect. This is what's going to happen. As the days and weeks go on, this is the type of thing that's going to keep happening. Does the Republican Party want to be associated with this? Oh my, this is horrible. And Trump still won Florida, Carolina, Illinois, and Missouri. And I would say won Ohio. I'm going to say he won Ohio. Remember what I said 3-4 weeks ago? All Katy Packer and these other super PACs, all they're doing, making money. Again, when you hear these people say Trump is a con artist, he's a flim-flam man. He's lying. He's just scamming people. The real flim-flam men and women are the Katy Packers. Are these super PAC creators. Because they make money regardless. Katy Packer makes money regardless. Karl Rove makes money regardless. These people make money regardless. They go to these millionaires and billionaires and say, listen, give me $1 million. Well, you're giving the super PAC $1 million. And we are going to create ads. We are going to create literature. We are going to create a campaign that convinces people that Donald Trump is Mussolini and Hitler rolled together in one and not to vote for him. So these millionaires and billionaires get convinced that Trump is evil and Katy Packer knows how to beat Trump. Remember, Katy Packer was part of Mitt Romney's team, along with Stevens. These people were part of a team that lost. And now they're convincing people that they can win. They're convincing people that if these people, these millionaires, these billionaires, give them millions, that they can win. You want to talk about con men? You want to talk about flim-flam men? Imagine that. Imagine somebody that gets their ass kicked is now telling you that they have the winning strategy to kick someone's ass. They're losers. Katy Packer is a loser. Stevens is a loser. All of these individuals are losers. They've been on loser teams. They're not winners. And they're trying to bamboozle millionaires and billionaires out of their money because they have the winning formula to beat Donald Trump. They are con artists. They are flim-flam men. That's what they are. They're the only ones that are profiting and making money. Katy Packer pays herself. Do you understand that? My millionaire and billionaire friends, The only people that are making money is a Katy Packer. That's it. They have a super PAC. They get $10, $15 million. They pay themselves. You've seen it with Jeb Bush's super PAC chairman. The guy paid himself something like $17 million. The guy raised $100 million, paid himself $17 million, something like that, and Jeb Bush lost. Jeb Bush didn't win. The people that gave the super PAC didn't win. The only person that won was the guy who ran the super PAC. That's it. Katy Packer is the only person being successful from the super PAC that was created to go after Trump. It was created to help Rubio. And what happened last night? Little Rube got out of the race. What happened last night? Trump won Florida. Trump won North Carolina. Trump won Illinois. Trump won Missouri. And the Katy Packer super PAC spent tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars. They failed. Well, Packer didn't fail because she's making money. But the super PAC failed. Their mission to stop Trump failed. You want to know what Trump did last night? Which is very important. Now, again, other talk shows and other television commentators have touched this issue a little, touched it just a little. But I think you're going to hear more about it in the coming days and weeks. But last night, Trump basically met the Rule 40 provision in the Republican Party rule book. And the Rule 40 provision, and I know from Limbaugh to Hugh Hewitt to Sean Hannity, I know everybody's touched on it, but now we actually can really talk about it because Trump pulled it off last night. And the only way to change Rule 40 is to actually change the rules, which can be done a week before the convention in Cleveland. They have a meeting where they can change the rules. But if they change the rules once again, just like denying Trump the nomination, even if he doesn't have the magic number, but denying Trump the nomination and giving it to somebody that has less delegates and less popular votes would be a death sentence for the party. Changing the rules a week before the convention to purposely screw Trump would also be a death blow to the party. And Rule 40 states that in order for a candidate to be nominated, for him to be eligible for the nomination, he must win the majority of delegates in eight states. You understand that? In order to be considered for the nomination, a candidate must win the majority of delegates. So that candidate has to romp, stomp, and destroy all the others in 8 states. And Trump did it last night. Trump met that threshold last night. Trump now has 8 states that he has won the majority of delegates in. Now, Trump has won 19 states. Cruz has won 7. Kasich has won 1. But that's not Rule 40. Out of the 19 states that Trump has won, 8. 8 of those states, Trump has won the majority of delegates. That's huge. That is absolutely huge. And the funny thing is, that rule was made to prevent a candidate that is not part of the establishment from basically messing with the process. Basically, Rule 40 was created to prevent what the establishment is trying to do now. Isn't that ironic? Seriously, Rule 40 was created so that a Ron Paul or a Newt Gingrich couldn't stay in the race up to the convention and prevent a front runner from getting the majority of the delegates or the 1237 required or 1234, whatever the hell that number is. This rule was put in place to prevent exactly what the establishment is doing now to Trump. Because the logic was, if a Ron Paul or a Newt Gingrich says, you know what, we're going to stay in the race because my theory that I have said, I don't know, every day for the last 6 months was the same theory that the creators of Rule 40 understood, which was once the primary process gets going and people get locked into their candidate, they are not going to leave that candidate and go to a front runner. If you are a Newt Gingrich supporter or you are a Ron Paul supporter, you're going to be with them until they get out. In the beginning, sure, people will move. But once you start beating the hell out of each other, and you're going from debate to debate to debate, and you start voting, and you're going state to state to state, and your candidate keeps saying, we got a shot. We win delegates here. We win delegates there. We don't have to win the state. We just got to pick up 5 here, 10 here, 12 here, 20 here. Those supporters don't leave. And so in turn, you can have a candidate that stays in even when they have no shot of winning, which is exactly what's happening with Ted Cruz and John Kasich. So Rule 40 was created to prevent this from happening, to prevent a fight, to prevent a convention fight, because the common logic would be, you could have somebody stick around and win delegate after delegate after delegate, and that person can deny the front runner the magic number, but that person will never get the magic win of 8 states and the majority of delegates, because if that was the case, they wouldn't be spoilers. They wouldn't be just hanging on. They would be the front runner. Was the common wisdom, which is panning out now. Unfortunately for the establishment, it's panning out for somebody that they don't like. But it's doing exactly what they intended it to do. The front runner has got 8 states under his belt, and those 8 states he has won the majority of delegates in. The people that are hanging around and gobbling up little delegates here and there have no shot. No shot of amassing 8 states and the majority of the delegates in those states. So Rule 40, which was created by the establishment to help Mitt Romney, to help a front runner, who of course the establishment picks, and prevent Ron Pauls and Newt Gingrich from being these little delegate Pac-Men spoilers. The rule they created, which is working, which is working masterfully, is now being used to trump them. So the establishment is going to have to rewrite the rules. They're going to have to rewrite the rules. And at this point, rewriting the rules not only would create more pandemonium, but it might actually be impossible because Ted Cruz and John Kasich will never meet a threshold that a lowered Rule 40 would be. They would have to just get rid of Rule 40. They would have to literally throw Rule 40 out. They couldn't lower the threshold to 4. They couldn't lower the threshold to 3 because Ted Cruz and John Kasich don't meet the criteria. Because the states that Ted Cruz has won, he didn't win the majority of delegates in. The six or seven states that Ted Cruz has won in, he hasn't won the majority of delegates. Same thing with John Kasich. Well, I should take that back. John Kasich does. John Kasich has 1 state. So they would have to lower the Rule 40 threshold to 1 state. Rule 40 would have to be reworked to say candidate can place or have their name in the nominating process if they have achieved 1 win with the majority of delegates. That would be the threshold they would have to lower it to. And then Kasich qualifies. But as of right now, Kasich does not qualify for Rule 40, and neither does Cruz. And they never will. They never will. Both of them are never going to win the majority of delegates in 8 states, or in Kasich's situation, 7 states. It's not going to happen. So listen for people to talk about this more, because it was a theory before. It's not a theory anymore. It's reality. You have to talk about reality. So now the Republican establishment has 2 obstacles. Before, they had just the one. They had just the one, which was, well, if Trump doesn't get the magic number, our rules state that it goes to a contested or a open primary battle. The convention, it's open now. Our rules state that if you don't have magic number, it is now up for grabs. Those delegates are unpledged. The rules are the rules. The rules are the rules. And people will just have to deal with that. The rules are the rules. That's what you heard from the Hugh Hewitts, the Karl Roves, the Lewises, Megyn Kellys, Hugh Hewitts, Brett Hume, that a-hole. That's it. The rules are the rules. If Donald Trump does not have the magic number, the rules are the rules. Well, guess what? Now they got another rule is the rules, which is Rule 40. So now the establishment has two obstacles. They have to pull off two. They got to pull Trump's pants down and bend him over, not once, but twice now. The rules are the rules with the delegates. Okay, he might be able to stick it in real quick. You might be able to put it in and pull it out. You might, but now you got to do it twice. You stick it in and pull it out real quick once, okay, twice, nah, can't do it. And that's what the establishment has to do now. Now they have to say, okay, the rules are the rules. He doesn't have the delegates get the nomination, so we have a fight. We have an open and contested convention. But then they have to go and change the Rule 40 rules because, in theory, Cruz and Kasich don't qualify for the nomination. And anybody that they pull out of the woodwork doesn't qualify. You have to have won 8 states and the majority of the delegates in 8 states. That is the rules. Rules are the rules. So now they got 2 obstacles. That was huge last night. Trump pulling that off was huge. Plain and simple, huge. No other way to say it. Huge.